If you don't know his name yet, you soon will. Budjara is a singer-songwriter from Finglehead, on the cusp of the New South Wales and Queensland border. He's just released his second EP, which includes a collaboration the 20-year-old worked on with Ed Sheeran. I spoke with Budjara about his new EP, Conversations, and being named Best New Talent at the 2021 National Indigenous Music Awards.
Oh, it was pretty crazy. I didn't think I was going to win, you know. It was the first award I ever won. My younger cousins, they have a lot more luck, you know, winning awards or like little like lucky dips or whatever. So when I won, I was like, I think it was with Nookie, and we had to do a Zoom call because it was on the radio. It was on Triple J Radio. They did the awards. He's like, so we've got to tell you something. You won. And I thought he was joking. I didn't know they had started the interview straight away. So I was like, that's a funny joke. And he's like, no, I'm being serious. You actually won. And I was, yeah. So I was like, pretty crazy. Still, like, that was my first award. I just didn't really think I won it.
Well, it must have been a really surreal feeling because, number one, Nookie is he's the kind of character who would prank somebody.
He would too.
But then also because last year the awards were happening as a radio broadcast instead of a live event, yeah, there's kind of this feeling that it's not quite real. Of course it was. It was very real. What kind of impact has it had on your career?
It's been pretty steady, you know. There hasn't really been too much change. You know, I think everything that's been happening has just been pure luck or just, you know, God's blessed me. So since then, you know, I'm still working just as hard as I was beforehand. Hopefully one year I can win Artist of the Year. So that's my next goal, because the award I won was New Talent. So I want to be the Artist of the Year one time. So yeah, I think I'm working post NEMA. I'm working just as hard, if not harder, than I was prior.
Well, you've been working on a new EP. At the time, you had just debuted Budjara. This time, you've got Conversations.
Yeah, that came out in April.
Yeah.
So it's been out for a little while. Wrote it in 2021, just over my experience of putting out the Budjara EP, the first EP, because it went pretty quick. I don't think anyone really expected it to do what it did. So I was like working heaps and, you know, traveling heaps and singing everywhere. You know, sometimes I didn't get to hang out with my friends as much or see my family because I was, you know, I had to be in Sydney or Melbourne, and I was all over the shop last year. So when I, you know, sat down to write a song to help me like cope with all the changes and everything happening, it was very easy for me to talk with Matt Corby, who I wrote a lot of my songs with him, and he produces, and just the conversations that were had over the year turned into songs, and that's how the EP Conversations come about, and that's the name as well. It was just like talking about the change and how I've grown. So, yeah.
You've kind of already alluded to this, but how different was it to work on Conversations than when you were working on Budjara? Like, what was kind of the biggest differences for you?
I think because I was going through so much change and there was so much happening, I was a lot more open to trying new things. There's a lot more synthetic sounds in the music and sort of like digital. It's a lot more modern and I'd say like a bit more grown up than the debut EP. On the debut, I wanted to, you know, really show who I am. So it was really a lot of my roots, you know, in, you know, live soul music. And, you know, using a lot of organic instruments, like hearing a real piano rather than a digital one, that's the main difference.
I've heard people talk about this newest EP being a bit darker. Maybe that's the grown-up element of it.
Yeah, I guess it's more just in, like, tone colour rather than, you know, it's dark and sad. I think if you think of, like, the Budjara EP being, like, a light, happy blue, you can think of, you know, Conversations being more like a deep purple. That's what I mean when I say it's, you know, darker and mature.
That's a really nice way to think about it. Because, yeah, I think people do get kind of caught up, and I do this myself, in this idea that darkness is
negative things to
like a negative undertone, or that there's something sort of sinister or anything like that about it. And I don't think that that's the point.
Yeah, I think it's more of like in music, when you talk about darkness, you know, you can have, you know, a dark sound that's also warm at the same time. And that's what I feel Conversations is. Dark tone, colour, and then just a warm, and you can have warmness in the tone as well as darkness.
I get a feeling that I wanna escape. I just wanna get out, but you tell me to stay. I can't get my head round all that you say. You're pointing one direction, but I just keep going my way. I'm aiming.
I originally wanted it to be on the first EP, but we just sort of held on to it for a bit longer. And I think after, you know, doing a song with Ed Sheeran now and winning a Nima and an Aria, you know, I'm at a point of change. So I'm ready for the skies, like me, you know, taking off now. You know, just got back from world tour. So I'm ready for the sky and, you know, hopefully keep growing. And that's what the song means.
I'm glad that you brought up the Ed Sheeran collaboration, because that, I mean, that's wild. So how did that come about?
Oh, well, I just got a call one day. My managers were like, oh, so do you want to do a song with Ed Sheeran? And I was like, yeah, why not? I was a bit more excited than that.
I was gonna say, that's very blasé.
No, I was like, there's another thing where I was like, oh, you're kidding, are you? And they're like, no, they want you to write a verse for, they're doing a bunch of remixes and they want you to be the Australian artist to hop on the track. And I was like, who's going to say no to that? Of course I'll write a song. And so I just got to writing and I sent my verses over and they're like, yep, that's great. There's not really much more to the story than that.
Bless. Well, let me come back to Ready for the Sky, because that was what we were originally talking about.
Yeah.
I got distracted. That was me. I think what's really great about it is in holding it until now, it means that you can do all of these.
Like 2 years ago. When we recorded
Would you have
the first...
had a choir 2 years
no,
ago?
No, we wouldn't have had a choir 2 years ago. So, and we definitely wouldn't have, you know, the things that I'm allowed to do now, I wasn't allowed to do back then. Didn't have a budget for me for that back then. Yeah, so I think the way it worked out was perfect, really. And it's just a good moment too for me.
I mean, it's a song that has this kind of through line of optimism. And there's something really... I'm not saying that you're cynical now. That's not, I think you're too young to have even hit that point. But like, it's always interesting when people go back to something that they have had in their back pocket for a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I've been playing it live at my concerts. So all the people that come to my concerts, if they were lucky, they probably heard it. So I never forgot about it because I really love it. And I like, couldn't not sing it. But yeah, it's really, with all the changes that happened for conversations and everything and touring, Ready for the Sky, just like, I think it helped me keep ambition as well. Yeah.
Now, a song that I really wanted to ask you about is My Name, because I have an obsession with names.
They gon' know my name. I wanna make you sore. I wanna hit the field. Yeah, I'm gonna sing it live, so you know it's real. Create the kind of love to give the world alive.
My Name is another one of my favourite songs. Yeah, it just tells people how to spell my name. It is my real name. Some people go, oh, like, what's your real name? What's your real
Budra
name?
Must be your stage Budra. Name. What's your...
And I was like, no, I was born with it. I get it so much. Like, oh, what's your real name? How'd you come up with your stage name? Like, where's that from? And it's just, you know... I grew up on country, you know, my family were very lucky to have our language and our dances still. We were very lucky to not be moved from our land when all that was happening. So me and my cousins, my generation, we're one of the first generations back to be able to have our traditional names. So Budra, and then the names just tell the story of, you know, who we are. You know, when we were born, when I was born just as the sun rose in the morning. So Budra, they call me that because Budra means first light. That's that time of day, just as the sun's rising. Yeah, I always just wanted people to, I guess, ever since I was little, I just always wanted to be a singer and have people know my name. Not just because it's, you know, some people have trouble saying it or spelling it, but, you know, being a singer as well, wanting to have my name in lights. I just felt that was like a cool connection. And it just sort of, it taps into, you know, my upbringing. You know, the sound, it's like a gospel song. You know, I grew up in church listening to a lot of gospel music and soul music. So it really just shows who I am. And I think that's one of the most important things is, you know, your identity and your name. Like, your name says a lot about you, I think.
My Name, you have, you spell your name.
Yeah, in the background yeah. Vocals. Just, yeah, because I couldn't, you know, I would always end up on stage, you know, going, yeah, my name's Budra, that's spelled B-U-D-J-E-I-H. You can go look that up on Instagram or whatever, or Spotify. Now I have like a banner that has my name on it. I have a cool backdrop, but I just thought it'd be nice so I didn't have to always spell it out. You know, here it is in the song. You just listen to the song and there it is. B-U-D-J-E-R-A-H. And you're good to go.
What was the conversation that prompted this?
That prompted my name?
Hmm.
I had the hook. You know, I had the, they gonna know my name. I had that in my head in the chords. I had written that. So I guess for that one, you know, there was that piece there, but... the conversation with it was just, you know, about identity and, you know, how important it is. Yeah, when I wrote it, I was just having a bit of like a flip out, like, oh, what's going on? Like, being homesick from being on tour a little bit, and I really just wanted to have something with me to remind me who I am. And so the conversations around that identity and, you know, knowing who you are, that was what inspired, you know, the rest of the song.
Am I lost out here? Or am I waking up to be a man? It's the weight you feel. Oh, I try my best to understand. Yeah. My sorrows away. The water's kind of warm in the evening. Take away my tears and it's healing. Wash my sorrows away. Like we were vibing at the beach in the summer.
Yeah, wash my sorrows away. You know, everyone thinks I'm heartbroken, but I'm not heartbroken. I just wanted to write a teenage heartbreak song. So there was really nothing. I know it's on the album Conversations, but there's really nothing to it other than I just wanted to write a heartbreak song. Because I'm only 19, so I was like, I just want to be moody and like sad. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to write a sad song, a teenage heartbreak song, just for fun, because it was something that I've never done. Because I'm a pretty jolly guy, I feel like, most of the time.
What do you do to tap into that feeling of heartbreak when you're not really feeling brokenhearted?
You know, I was watching a bit of Heartbreak High at the time on Netflix.
Incredible. With Drastic and...
Yeah. It's kind of old, but they put it on Netflix and I was like, oh, yeah, I'll watch that. And, me and a few of my friends were watching it and I just was like, you know, I want to sing a song, dancing in the rain, crying my eyes out because she's leaving me. And why not do it at the beach at the same time?
I really enjoy the fact that you had to watch something like Heartbreak High to tap into those feelings.
Yeah, the moody teenager.
Mm. Which is interesting because your work has such a strong sense of authenticity. I'm trying to kind of dig into this idea of like when you are accessing something that you're not feeling at that point.
Oh, well, I've always wanted to do a bit of acting. You know, I did a bit of musical theatre when I was in school and, you know, I love being myself, but I really enjoy having a character to play.
Mm.
That's why I do what I do. I fell in love with performing when I was in school. That was sort of, you know, the main reason for me being a singer, getting to play a character. It's not really natural because it's not real sometimes, but I think everyone has, you know, sides to them. I mean, actors could probably talk about this better than me, but, you know, because I'm not always sad when I'm on stage. There's different sides to everyone and you just got to learn how to pull them out when you need it for a performance or if I have to write a sad song even though I'm having a really good day, you know, I have to just find a way to tap into that.
Yeah. When you are performing, are there times where you don't want to perform a particular song because it's not working for you, not resonating for you that day?
No, not in particular. You know, when it's a performance, you know, I like to think of it as like a whole, you know, the show as a whole. I perform the show. I don't just perform the individual songs. I want to make sure every part of the story, the show is sort of a story in itself that I want to tell, kind of like watching a movie. But yeah, it's kind of funny. Like if you see me sing and Wash My Sorrows sometimes, it's a fun song to sing for me vocally. I can belt, I can do all the runs, all the things a singer wants to do, I can do it in that song, hold a long note. So sometimes you'll see me sing this song with a smile. Yeah, I really enjoy all my songs. I guess some days, if I'm tired, the songs are a bit vocally demanding. A lot of them are written in high keys for me. And so sometimes I go, oh, you know, like, you know, it's going to be like tough singing it today because I'm tired, but, you know, extra warm-ups, I guess.
Mm.
But when I'm on stage, you know, I just enjoy it.
What do you hope people take from your music?
I actually spoke about this not too long ago with a friend of mine. I guess music is art and it's subjective. So whatever the listener needs or wants to take from it, I feel they should, you know, make that up for themselves, what it means and what they should take away from it. You know, I have my stories for each of the songs and what they mean to me. But if you're going through a breakup, Wash My Sorrows, you know, might be of comfort to you. You might need something to help you, like, let it out. Or you might like, you know, listening to it and have comfort in knowing that sometimes you can be sad, but it's not just you that's sad. You know, everyone gets sad sometimes. Or if you want to have a good time, you know, maybe higher, you know, gives you that energy, that lift you need when you want to have a good time. So it's really up to the listener what they take away from it.
That was singer-songwriter Budjara. His new EP, Conversations, is available now.